Rambam very beautifully and eloquently expresses the bilateral obligation that an employer and employees have towards each other. Rambam writes that kederach shemuzhar bal habayit shelo yigzol schar ani lo yagvenu, just like the employer has an absolute obligation not to withhold or even delay the wages, certainly not to cheat his workers, so too the worker is muzhar shlo ligzol melechas balabayis. The worker is similarly obligated not to steal the time that he has owed the employer. Yevatol mat bekan umotzi kol yom b'mirma. He cannot, you know, kind of fake it around and work a little now and work a little later, but not really give a full and honest day's work. Rather, says the Rambam, the obligations of employees is chayav ledakdek al atzmo bezman. A person has to be very, very careful and treat with great respect his time when he's on someone else's payroll, when he's working for his employer. Similarly, says the Rambam in conclusion, v'chein chayav la'avod b'chol kocho. He can't do a half job. He has to do a full job, put all of his effort, muster all of his talents and energies towards doing a good job for his employer. How do we know all of this in terms of the employee's obligation? Says the Rambam, a pasuk in this week's parsha. After all, Yaakov, who the Rambam refers to as Yaakov HaTzadik, when he tells his wives, ki b'chol kochi avadati es avichen, when he realizes that time is up and you can no longer stay in a pleasant and successful way at Lavan's house, he tells his wives, Rachel and Leah, it's time to go. And as he prefaces that announcement that we need to leave and return back to my childhood home, he tells his wives, Ki b'chol kochi avarati es avicha. And you know that I put in all of my efforts all these years as I worked for your father. Says the Rambam, that testimonial that Yaakov offers actually is a halachic source for the obligations of employees to similarly, following the model of Yaakov, not only be honest, but hard and earnest workers and give their all to the employers. All of that being said, it's interesting that there is discussions in Rishonim and modern day Poskim about the ability of employees to strike and to withhold their work if they feel they're not being treated properly or being paid appropriately. Interestingly, the Rush in Masechta Baba Basra, based on a Gemara there in the first parak, says that Ba'ali Umnus, people who work in a certain specific trade, can come together and make an agreement amongst themselves so that they can, you know, collectively bargain, as we might say. And based on this premise and principle that the Rush already outlines of collective bargaining and Ba'ali Umnus, people in a single profession getting together, Moshe Feinstein in an early tshuva says that at least in theory, halacha would understand and respect the rights of employees to strike. Rav Moshe says, Elu ha-unions, shebe medina senu, yesh lahem makor medina. This idea that there is such a concept as a union, people getting together, that in fact, an ability to coerce the minority to follow the majority of the union, says Rav Moshe, he thinks it has a halachic basis in this halacha from the Rush. Now, obviously, Rav Moshe is not discussing, and certainly I'm not discussing, whether to strike is a good thing, is a bad thing, are unions better for the economy, worse for the economy, workers' rights, employers' rights. Those economic and political issues are certainly beyond the scope of this shiur or my expertise. But from a strictly halachic perspective, at least, is it theoretically possible? Rav Moshe says yes. However, a number of other poskim, while agreeing in theory, point out that there could be very interesting exceptions to that rule. And to me, it's fascinating that I think that some of these principles, if not the specifics of the details, actually correspond to issues that have come to the fore, whether in England or Great Britain, in the last few decades. And that is based on a Tosefta in Masechta Baba Metzia, which says that if you have a job that is of the public need, or what we now call an essential need, then in fact, if there's no one else who can do your job, certainly not as well as you, then you actually have forfeited your right to strike. You no longer can do that because the public needs you. And based on this Tosefta, the Binyan Av, that's Rav Bakshi Daron, the former Sephardic Rishon LeZion, who unfortunately just passed away a number of months ago from Corona, he specifically uses this as the basis for the fact that if people in an essential profession strike, the employer, or for that matter, even the government, in theory, could take out a restraining order and force people back to their essential jobs and require them to continue working. Specifically, Rav Avadya Yosef adds, when it comes to teachers, there's a big discussion about teacher strikes, certainly when it comes to Torah teachers. So Rav Avadya, again, not discounting the possibility that other employees might be able to strike, but Rav Avadya rules that it's prohibited for Torah teachers to strike. In fact, it's an Avera. And he bases this on the fact that to teach Torah is a mitzvah. And therefore, you have no right to withhold that from the population of students who is expecting and depending on your work. And there's a certain paradox in this, that obviously no one required a person to go into the field of education to become a Torah teacher. But once you choose to do so, there are certain obligations that you take above and beyond that if you were to be a different type of profession, you certainly wouldn't have. Now, that notwithstanding, it's important to recognize, Rav Aaron Cutler, for example, points out that there is a chiyuv to give teachers a fair salary and to take care of them so that we can induce as a society, people to go into those professions. Exactly what those numbers should be and how to balance that is a very complicated question, but at least in principle, halacha recognizes both the need to treat the teachers with proper respect and to pay their needs appropriately and respectfully, and at the same time, the teacher's obligation to teach their students. In a parallel vein, poskim, particularly in Eretz Yisrael, where this came up in the mid-1980s, in particular in a very famous case, speak about doctor's strikes. And similarly, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and others have ruled that doctors have no right to strike if it will in any way endanger the general populace. After all, it is a mitzvah to be a doctor. It's a mitzvah to administer a medical treatment to people. And the Shulchan Aruch rules that a doctor who does not perform his job appropriately and adequately is considered a murderer. Harizesh shofech damim. So on the one end, again, doctors have to be taken care of appropriately. But even if they're not, they have to find other recourses. They cannot strike.